Okay, hi, this is Paul Slackis from GoodNewsChina.tv. I'm here with Joanne Chu. Hi, how are you?
Hello. Hello, everybody. I'm Joanne. I'm the new director of the Hong Kong Economic and Trade Office in New York. I'm so pleased to be here today because of the Dragon Boat event here.
Tell us about the Hong Kong Economic and Trade Office. What are some of the kinds of things you do besides establishing this event? Thank you very much. 27 years ago, you had the vision to create this event. What else are you doing now?
Okay, of course, the Dragon Boat Festival is one of the biggest achievements of our office here. Our office is actually the official representations of the Hong Kong SAR here. Apart from promoting economic and trade, our other missions is to promote Hong Kong, to let people of America have a better idea of Hong Kong, as well as what kinds of opportunities we can offer to them to develop their careers and business in Hong Kong, even in the Greater China.
So in the early days, we were involved with bringing rock and roll music into China, 1988. And so everybody said to me, this is the first time, you have to work out of Hong Kong, because Hong Kong had an immense amount of advertising agencies, corporations that were doing business in China. Hong Kong has grown so much more than that. Tell us literally some of the nice things about Hong Kong and why people should go there to Star Island.
Of course, I think Hong Kong is just like New York, a city full of energy and opportunities. We are also a city full of inclusiveness and diversity. In Hong Kong, it's an exciting place because on one hand, we are part of China. On the other hand, we have two systems. We have our own common law system, own currencies, own custom system. In Hong Kong, you can see a lot of opportunities, especially with the development of China nowadays, like the Belt and Road Initiative and the Greater Bay Area Initiative. If you want to go to China to do business, I would recommend you to go to Hong Kong first because we speak the same language.
Okay, and it's very pretty. It's a well-managed city. What's good news for you in any aspect of your life? What would be good news in any aspect?
Hong Kong is, I was born in Hong Kong, I was born in Hong Kong. To me, Hong Kong is my home. And I'm so happy to see that in New York, I have some lots of friends coming from Hong Kong. We all have the same goal, is to work for a better future of the city and to let people from around the world to know Hong Kong, to come to Hong Kong, to visit Hong Kong. So you're all welcome to Hong Kong.
And look at that, we have music ending at the same exact time as this interview. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you so much.